bullets fly in Philadelphia standoff.
Our officers don't deserve to be shot at for hours.
Recession fears sink stocks.
The trade war is unnerving stock investors.
Woodstock at 50.
It was the first time in their lives they could feel like they could be themselves.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, home of original reporting.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. There was mayhem in a Philadelphia neighborhood. Gunfire sparked a chaotic scene, and CBS's Jerika Duncan tells us a standoff lasted long into the night.
Officers serving a narcotics warrant at a home around 4:30 p.m. yesterday were ambushed by a gunman barricading himself inside.
The shooter fired multiple rounds. Officers returned fire, many of whom who had to escape through windows and doors.
Six officers were shot.
One of the cops was running past. He had blood all on his head.
More than 7 hours later, the gunman surrendered with the help of his lawyer, Shaka Johnson.
I've never known him to possess the traits that would have a person shooting at police officers or having a whole community under siege.
All of those six wounded officers are out of the hospital now. Two who were trapped in the building with the gunman got out okay. The avalanche that swept Wall Street yesterday was propelled by fears of a possible recession. Exchanges shed about 3% of their value. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the red flag came from the bond market amid distressing economic reports from overseas and concern about the U.S. trade battle with China.
These trade wars add an air of uncertainty, which makes companies hesitant to make long-range spending plans. And that could include building a new factory. It could include hiring and pay increases. And this same uncertainty is unnerving stock investors.
In tweets, President Trump insisted the U.S. economy is strong, gave positive signals about China, and blasted the Federal Reserve. The Washington Post reports the autopsy on Jeffrey Epstein reveals broken bones in his neck in several places. Experts tell the paper those could indicate a hanging, but are more consistent with strangling. Amid the investigations and conspiracy theories are the women who say Epstein sexually abused them as teenagers and are going to court. Michelle Licata says she was 16 when massages for Epstein became more than that.
I didn't deserve that. I didn't deserve to, like, just not be a teenage girl anymore.
Well, thousands of people jammed a stadium in El Paso last night to pay tribute to the city's 22 mass shooting victims. Mayor DeMargo called his city a bilingual family.
Be reassured, hate will never overcome love. Hate will never define who we are.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the state will add manpower to investigations into white nationalist groups. Authorities say the El Paso gunman was targeting Mexicans. There's sharp criticism from members of both parties in Congress after new comments from Iowa Republican Steve King.
What if it was okay? And what if
at a conservative event yesterday, he questioned whether there would be any population of the world left if not for births by rape or incest. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Congressman Steve Scalise, the number two House Republican, said in a statement that King's comments on rape and incest are wrong and offensive and underscore why we removed him from his committees. And the Iowa Republican Party called King's comments outrageous and not reflective of the party's views. But King is still a member of Congress and said yesterday he has no plans to step down. It would take a vote of two-thirds of his fellow members of Congress to expel him from the House, but there are no plans to do that.
Well, people close to John Hickenlooper say he will end his Democratic presidential bid today. The former Colorado governor could mount a run for the Senate. Overseas in Moscow, a Russian pilot's being hailed as a hero for landing an Airbus safely in a cornfield after a bird strike just after takeoff. 230 on board, no serious injuries. 50 years ago today, hundreds of thousands of people swarmed an upstate New York farm for 3 days of peace and music. Woodstock became the event of the 1960s counterculture. CBS's Steve Futterman went back there to take us back in time.
Every day, people make the pilgrimage to this musical mecca.
We're standing at the crest of the hill overlooking the Woodstock Festival field.
This is where it took place.
This is where it took place.
Close your eyes for a moment. Try to imagine a sloping green field filled with hundreds of thousands of people.
This is the spot where it happened. This is where it took place.
Duke Devlin was here 50 years ago. He was traveling on the road, hitchhiking. And as he made his journey across the U.S., he came across people talking about a music festival.
On the way up, we heard little whiffs, pieces of this festival they were having.
What would you do if I said, we must be in heaven, man?
You came and never left.
Is it over yet?
Almost every day, people come here who wanted to be here in 1969, but never made it.
It's one of my big regrets of my life that I didn't come.
On the day we came to visit, we found Bruce Chapman from Wichita, Kansas.
So is this your first time here?
Yeah, first time.
So after 50 years, you finally made it to the festival.
That's right. Yeah. Freedom,
freedom. And of course, there are parents who come here with their children.
What do you think, guys?
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you think you'd like to see a concert here?
I don't know. Yeah. It depends.
Yeah? It's no seats.
The very beautiful Joan Baez.
We shall overcome.
The story of Woodstock is vivid and colorful. There are ordinary people who 50 years ago became folk heroes.
If somebody comes by in 200 years and looks me up on the computer, they'll see peanut butter and jelly. That's all I'm known for.
Lenny Binder didn't even make it to the festival, but lived nearby. Her place in Woodstock history, she made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the kids who needed something to eat.
When you say Woodstock, nobody doubts what you mean. They all have this inference of a gathering that was peaceful, where people could get together, not hurt each other, and have a positive effect.
3 days of peace and love and music that has stood the test of time. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Bethel, New York.
On some busy city streets, it's not unusual to see lanes for bicycles. A new report from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety looks at whether that makes things any safer.
The protection is best, says Institute Research Vice President Jessica Cicchino, when bike lanes are protected by barriers but also simple. The more cross traffic, the higher the risk.
The protected bike lanes that were the safest in our study were ones that were typically crossed not very often by intersections or alleys or driveways.
Cicchino says protected bike lanes that also have lots of two-way and cross traffic can actually increase the chance of an accident. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Rodgers throws wide.
Aaron Rodgers, known for throwing TD passes, wants fans to be louder this season at Green Bay's historic Lambeau Field. Maybe slash beer prices or something, he suggested. No word on that from the Packers. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kaif, CBS News.